Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I am having a blast here at the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference. I'm here with Goja Dujak and Dale Harder. They had a fascinating presentation, one that I don't think I've ever heard anything like before. First of all, how are you guys enjoying the conference?
We are enjoying the conference very much. It's actually beyond my expectations. I thought, honestly, I was going to be a little overwhelmed with so many people in 7 days. Conference, any day. Yeah. But it's actually, the vibe is very nice. It's very relaxing. It's very supporting.
Yes.
Everybody is so supportive.
That's what I was just talking to him about.
It's insane. Yeah. Thank you so much, everybody who is supporting.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. We've had a great time.
Awesome. So let's get into your presentation. It was fascinating. You are in contact with a group of Taygetan?
Is that Taygetan?
Taygetan Palladians.
Yes.
Okay, so first, tell us how this contact started.
Oh boy. So, okay, summarizing. Let's start with my part and then you get introduced. So we got introduced to the Taygetan Palladians. I know it's not easy to say that, Taygetan Palladians, over 2 years ago. And actually Robert from Despejando Enigmas, my work partner in Spain, got introduced to them first through another lady, and then I was introduced to them immediately. It was like immediately we knew they were who they are saying they are. However, we did examine the information at the same time. We still kept the open mind, and after a short time, it was quite clear that the information is not of human origin. So that's how it started.
It's very different, though, that the way they chose to contact you is through the internet, right?
Yes, that's the whole problem. It seems to be to some people, because we are so used to channeling, we are used to having direct contact, but people sometimes dismiss the information right away without looking at the information because of the medium, because of how it is received. But yes, it is through the internet. They are just right there in the orbit of the Earth. It's very easy for them to access the internet and pass a big amount of information this way without any distortions, without any mental speculations and any human interpretation of the information. Because what I have on my channel is word for word exact information what was given to us. So now going back to how we were introduced, because I want to get to Dale. After a while, Dale was watching actually my videos in English. I also have a Spanish version, Agencia Cosmica, but it's in English channel, Cosmic Agency, and he liked the information very much, and he contacted me. And for some strange reason, I responded. I felt the connection. We started chatting, and he came on board. I introduced him to Taygetan Palladians, actually. He was confirmed by them to be who he has been saying all his life he was, which is Taygetan Palladian, and he became part of the crew.
It was a little bit of a process, I guess, yes. The introduction, because I sent the email to Goja, and then we contacted and talked through Skype and started to develop a little friendship. And I told her the very first time, I said, we're going to end up working together. We're going to do some great things. I never imagined that I would never ask her or presume to ask to speak to the Taygetans or anything. I mean, sure, I was curious, but through her own volition, she decided to mention me to them. And I guess they held a council meeting regarding me. And after a deliberation of at least a day, they decided to talk to me and bring me aboard. And so they did. And believe me, it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me and has been. Because it confirmed what I've known since I was a baby.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Did you always know that you were?
I've always known. I came on a mission with full memory. I was left on a doorstep, basically in a basket. And about 2 months of age, and I knew from that time. So after I learned to speak, to articulate, I had a full memory of where I'd been and what I was, who I was, and why I came. And all the knowledge that I possess, I knew then all of these things. And so the problem was I didn't understand it. I had to grow into it from experience. And then, oh, I knew this, and oh, I knew that. But I would run around the house as a young kid telling my parents these things, and they're like, yeah, sure, kid. Okay, go ahead. Put a plate, you know. But nobody would. Yeah. So they knew I was different, and I had all these abilities, psychic, empathic, and different things. So the kids were always scared to death of me, and I was a loner. But, you know, 65 years I searched, 64. And then for the last year, been with the family.
Better late than never, right?
Fantastic, yeah.
But that had to be amazing. Let me just tell you that, because in my case, for example, they also told me that I was part of the crew. I get
yes, yes.
Pleiadian, starseed. But in my case, I don't have any memory. I never knew that. Actually, in fact, I never felt any attraction towards Pleiadians. Nothing. I didn't feel connected with the Pleiadians because I always imagined them to be like this love and light and I'm very fluffy. That's how New Age presents them.
Right.
And
yes.
That's not how they are
they
at all.
Are not new
that's
age.
Not how they are at all. So,
well, speaking of, I'd like you to explain, you describe them as fifth density beings. Can you kind of describe, for those who may not know, what the difference between us and these fifth density beings are?
Okay. Well, what's the difference between us and them? Physically, you wouldn't know the difference. Physically, you wouldn't know the difference. They would be just nice-looking people, basically. They are people. They are not angels. They are not light beings. They are just, you know, meat and bones people.
Right.
Now, there are differences on the inside. Their inner system is a bit different. There's some physiologically, they are a bit different. Nervous system works a bit differently. For example, the brain, they only have one mass. They don't separate left and right. That's why they don't have any issue whatsoever combining spirituality and science and technical stuff and metaphysical stuff. It's all one to them. They don't see the difference. And spiritually, of course, they are much more aware of the reality. And, of course, scientifically, they are 800,000 years ahead of us with understanding of how things work. But if you just talk to them, you know, they are just like us. Their sense of humor is just like, oh,
yeah,
just like
phenomenal.
Us.
Not yeah.
sure, but they do have a sense of humor. They do eat. They go to the bathroom. They sleep. They get tired.
They get sick.
You would probably see the difference, but once you interact with them more and once you start to have deeper conversations with them.
Very interesting. Now, let's get into, I guess, a brief overview of, because I know it's tons of information they've been sharing with you, but tell us a little bit about some of the more important information that they have been sharing with you.
Okay, I'll give it to Dana.
Well, I think it may be important to, before we jump to that, to make the distinction so that people understand, is that when we speak of third density, where we are here on this planet, or fifth density, where they are, that we're speaking of frequency, the change in frequency. So they resonate at a much higher frequency than we do. Earth and the 3D frequency here, not dimension, is considerably lower. So we're like fish under 3 feet of ice looking up to try and see what's going on up there, and it's kind of blurry and we don't quite get it. But there is a distinct difference. They actually, I believe, came from the seventh density, dropped into fifth so that they can work in physicality. And that's how they interact with us. So I just figured that I thought it would be important to know that.
Yeah, yeah, very much.
Okay. Well, there's so much to the message. There's so many videos. I would definitely start with the most important fact that they have been transmitting is that we are not victims. Like we always fall into the victim's mentality.
Right.
And blaming the governments, blaming the reptilians for our trouble and for our issues, and then waiting for the extraterrestrials to help or to bring us some salvation. And they are very strict on that they can do only so much from the outside, from the exterior, and they have been doing so much, actually, but it's all behind the scenes. But the main core of the job is actually on us. We are actually the ones responsible for the manifestation of the collective matrix, and whatever we see in a society, it's directly and proportionally related to what's actually inside us. So whatever they can do from the outside, it's like fighting our own collective shadows. They can fight, they can do blockages, they can arrest reptiles, but as long as we keep projecting them, because they are basically projections from deeper psychological levels of humanity, then they can only solve so much. The main bulk of the job the responsibility is on us. That's why we are here. That's why those star seeds that are incarnating here are doing. We are extraterrestrials doing the work and reprogramming with our frequency from the inside. This is the inner job, inside job. We are doing the inside intervention with our frequency, with our consciousness.
I want to go back for a second. You mentioned the reptiles.
Yeah.
And they are the species that are keeping us in this matrix system, correct? But they have a different way of doing it, not like everyone thinks through our DNA. But you explained it. It's a lot different. It's mentally, right?
Of course. Everything is done mentally. You want to go
right. This is not a prison planet like people think. Or if anything, we're prisoners of our own thoughts. Humanity itself is generating and making everything that they focus on. Whatever we focus on is what gets created here. That's the 3D matrix, however, was imposed on the Earth after the war with Tiamat. And that was to basically trying to trap not only the reptilian saurian race or the Dracos here, but also lock in any other regressive races. Unfortunately, as collateral damage, there were humans that were locked in as well. So now the 3D matrix operates on top of a primordial 5D Earth. The Earth and most of the universe is 5D and up. Only here are we experiencing the 3D. So what we have to do, hopefully, is to get to the point where that 3D matrix will fall. And it is, because it is a projection. And when the projection system fails, then everything here will become 5D. And it'll be much different. Unfortunately, say if we were to turn the projection system off instantly and everyone became 5D in a snap, it would cause utter chaos. So that has to be a very controlled kind of thing. And that's what they're looking out for, watching out for.
Mm-hmm. And it's also very important what you said, because you said reptilians are maintaining us. Yes, yes and no. Yes, but we are allowing that to happen. So ultimately, it's on us. It's our responsibility because we are giving them the permission to do that. We are buying into the 5G technology. We are allowing ourselves to be manipulated and controlled. In a way, you know, from the lower perspective, okay, we are victims. They are, you know, we are manipulated by the highly intellectual race who know all the tricks about the mental control. But in the end, it is on us, and we are allowing ourselves to be lied to, and we are comfortable within those lies. That's what they are saying. Majority of the people are not ready to be 5D because they are comfortable within the lies. They don't want to know. They don't want to wake up. If you come up to anybody on the street, do you want to meet an extraterrestrial? Do you want to go into 5D? No, I'm comfortable within on my sofa watching TV. They don't want the change. So that's what they are saying, that they can only do so much, but the majority of the population are not ready.
And you were talking about how they're actually assisting us with this right now. They're trying us to get us past this mental block that we have, to ascend, you know, to a higher density, correct?
Exactly.
Yes, they are trying to do that. With my work, with our work, it's done through the information, through the knowledge. So people, those who are ready, can actually access the understanding of the reality through the knowledge. Because as Baruch, our main contact, has told us in the past, the knowledge is the weapon. This is how you fight the matrix. Getting educated about these things and actually getting in touch with what's going on, really breaking through the matrix and reprogramming the matrix with our mind and our mental understanding of how things work.
Right.
This is how we conquer. This is how we conquer the matrix, and this is how we win them at their own game. They were trying to manipulate us mentally. Well, that now mentally we have the keys to get out of it. Getting aggravated.
Well, I can tell.
I hope that's kind of clear. Yeah, because they've just duped us with our own trick. That's all. We created them without our thoughts, and then now that we've created them, they're doing their best to kind of trick us into following what they want.
Yeah, and now we are maintaining that with our thoughts. We are giving into the fear strategies, all kinds of false flags, strange tactics, and
it's just a prison of our own mind.
Politics and everything. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like waking up. You've got to take the red pill or the blue pill. You've got to wake up.
Now, you said they have a massive ship right above Earth, right?
Pretty good size, yes.
Yeah, talk about that.
Well, the ship itself is 2,200 meters long. That translates to 1.25 miles. 2,200 meters, yeah. And it's 90 meters wide. And it weighs about 2.5 million metric tons. So it's a pretty good sized ship. They consider it medium sized, small really. But plasma based weapons and different things, conventional style weapons as well. Also uses four crystal 0-point energy reactors that have like 5 to 10 tera electron volt output. And this allows us to achieve speeds that are superluminal. So we don't travel faster than the speed of light, but what we actually do is create a field torus around the ship with high energy field. And then we plot in the ether or space-time points, and every point in the ether has a frequency. As we plot the frequency of where we are and we find the frequency of the point we want to be, we simply interchange. We plug that into the computer and we instantaneously exchange places. The reason being is because no two things in the universe exist that have the same frequency. If they do, they have to be in the same place and of the same whole. So when you change that instantly, then you translate. So it's not actually a propulsion. It's a jump from one point to another.
It's actually very cool because they were explaining to us, and I have detailed videos about that, how everything in the universe, space-time, space, has a numerical value. So it's actually mathematical sequence, the frequency. So, for example, this spot right now, like right now, we are sitting here in this hotel in Laughlin, at this date, it has a specific numerical value. So for them to, for example, jump to this place, and even in time, all they have to do is just type in, we are using the human terms, right? They type in the numerical value of this specific place, the address, and the date, mm-hmm. and they just manifest automatically in that place. This is how time travel works. There is no movement. There is no distance. This doesn't work through distance and positions on the map. It works through frequencies. They just automatically, immediately just manifest themselves at the location where they want to be, because everything in ether exists at the same time. There's no distance there. It's all just mathematical sequences. So they just manifest whatever mathematical number they put into the computer.
And of course, Tesla was right. Everything is based on vibration and frequency.
That's right. Yeah. That's the beauty of the 369 that he was trying to express, along with the base 12 number system that we use, not base 10.
Right.
And so that's how the entire universe works. Now, we do have conventional power sources, of course, or propulsive systems. We use essentially anti-gravity to lift a ship off of the surface, maybe to reach out of the atmosphere. At that point, we can then transfer to high-powered turbines with highly compressed magnetic fields, essentially act like a pulse jet or a plasma jet. And then you can do some conventional travel. You can use anti-gravity. Well, that's a misnomer to anti-gravity. It's not the right term, but it is nullification of gravity, a manipulation of the gravity wave. And you can use that as a propulsive force as well. So if you want to move from, say, the Earth to the Moon or something like that, a short distance, it's very useful. You don't want to have to go into superluminal travel and do a space jump or anything like that. So that each one has its use.
Yes. And they also kind of described the tractor beams, those typical tractor beams, how they work, tractor beam technology, everything. And just to finish that that subject, and you can go to the next question.
Yeah.
When you were talking about the ships, just a curiosity, sometimes when we talk with them, they tell us what they actually see at that moment and where they are. So because there are ships on a rotation, always in movement. It's not actually stationary. So they pass through different places, and sometimes they tell us, oh, we are above Australia right now. Oh, we are above Indonesia. And they can actually literally see, because they are just 500 kilometers above. Wow, that's very close.
And they watch us all the time, and they interact with us. They're probably watching now. They're capable of that, and there's been times when they've told Dozier or I where we're sitting, what we're wearing, and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're not invasive, but they're protective of us.
They try, yeah.
And they watch over us, so that's not uncommon.
But they try not to cross any privacy, that's for sure. They always know we respect the privacy. They don't want to be invasive. Anyway, that's so important to them.
Well, being that we're crew, you know, they watch a little more. But other than that,
yeah.
And we're protected to some degree, too. You know.
Absolutely fascinating. Now, in closing, what is there any really important messages that you think you should get out before we close tonight? Maybe that could help everyone kind of wake up, start looking into this more, and also tell everyone where they can find your work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the website that I have in English is Cosmic Agency, where you can see all the videos that I have been putting out and much more to come because I'm actually behind because I'm translating a lot of them from Spanish, where my main work has been so far.
And there's a YouTube channel.
It's a YouTube channel, not a website. Yeah, it's a YouTube channel. People are leaving. So, listen, I'm just going to end with this. If you are really interested to know who is driving those ships, who are those people, what they have to say, why they are here, what's their relation with the humans, who are the humans, what's going on Earth, what's going on other planets. This is it. And we have so much information because this is the contact era, the experiencers era. It's not about UFOs in the sky anymore. We have to go past that phase and focus on the stories like ours. I'm not saying we are the only ones. However, they did tell us that the Tegetan Pleiadians are like the noisiest extraterrestrials right now, talking to humans, passing such a huge amount of information. So just, I encourage you to look at the channel. I am not trying to convince anyone. This is not a cult. This is not any specific movement. This is very important to mention.
Right.
I'm just a person at home doing those videos. I don't organize any sessions. I don't organize people into any movement. This is just pure free information for all of you who want to know who those extraterrestrials are about and what they have to say about us. And then you decide.
We don't even make money on this. No books, no sales, no DVDs, nothing. We just want to help. And when I asked my little sister, Swaru, why they were here and what their main purpose was, she said, well, we just want to say hello. We want people to know that we're here and that we're real. And then I said, was there anything else? And she said, well, we offer a hand. We'd like to help. We can guide humanity to an extent, but we can't go beyond the prime directive at this point. And yes, that's not a term that was stolen from Star Trek. Mm-hmm. We gave those terms to Gene Roddenberry and to George Lucas and to many others so that they would be passed down to humanity. And this would become part of the culture over the last 50 years. So this is something that has been done.
Yes, they are just offering. That's very important. This information
we are
just.
They want nothing.
They are just offering. They are doing this for free over 2 years. They want nothing in return. Nothing has changed. It's just offering of the information for those of you who are curious. And it's the same for us. We're just offering the information. And if it piques your interest, what was said today, the Cosmic Agency is the channel.
By the way, those videos that Gosha worked so hard to put out are exactly the information as it is given. She does not change it in any way, shape, or form. She's not an engineer and a scientist. I am. So sometimes I help with that. But don't expect that scientific knowledge is fully going to match the knowledge on 3D Earth. This is 5D science. And some of it is not complete because they simply can't allow or take the chance that humanity could build something, turn it into a weapon and harm themselves.
Yes.
That's not going to be permitted. So be aware of that, but do watch the videos. Everything you want to know is there and more. Mm-hmm. And so we highly recommend that.
I do too. Very well said. Thank you guys for doing this. I appreciate it so much and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Chris.
I don't know if the magician show is over or what.